I'd like to thank everybody for coming back to this week's edition of The Bigger Picture. This is your host, Marshall Wood, here on wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100 WCGA. We actually like to call that also foundational WCGA, because we like to believe here at the station that we sit on the site where the first great awakening began in our country, when General Oglethorpe brought the Wesley brothers here and their protege, George Whitfield, and actually shaped the theological and political base for this country. And we believe in this station, those folks who are on board with us and who have caught the vision, believe that even this little 5 loaves and 2 fish edition, as it is now, of a radio station, can be used by God, if He will, to help turn this country around, because we are in one whale of a mess. And if by bringing faithful people on board who understand truly what's going on today, well, we can at least make our attempt to make the change. And once we put that attempt in the Master's hands, who knows what will happen. I hope you'll join me in prayer as we begin this 10th program of the Bigger Picture series, and this one is entitled The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And we have been discussing black and white issues up to this point, and today's program is now going to focus a little more on the white side than the black side that we were giving some good heat to last week, and we'll continue to, well, turn up the burner a little bit on some folks that look like me. But join me in prayer, if you will. Father God, as we begin this program, I, as the one behind the microphone speaking, ask you to keep me from any idle words. Let what I say, if it's not fully in concert with truth and with your will for this world, then just push that thought out of my mind. May the words I speak edify people and not lead people to error. And Father, may the words that I speak serve to protect the great foundation of this nation that is so drastically under attack. And Father, lastly, let me ask you, please, to awaken those people out there who have the heart for you and the intellect to be able, by hearing the words that are spoken on this radio station and on this program specifically, to step forward boldly and to begin to change things. I ask that, Father, in your name and for your sake. Amen. Well, as I said, welcome to Program 10. This is segment 1 of The Bigger Picture. And today I want to talk to you about a real burden that I have on my heart. And that is why we are so inured, I guess, to the obvious danger that's out there. I've discovered in recent years of research that not as many people as I thought would share my view, theological view of the world, and Wes's and Dee's and some other people, because I've been so trained in it by a very gifted grandfather and some other folks that I just assumed it was second nature to everybody to believe that, well, we live in the latter days. We live at a time in creation, God's order of things, that He's wrapping everything up, and He is about to do some very significant events, cause some very significant events that will give us, well, at least a 7-year and few days time of great tribulation, in which the old will be closed out and Satan will be given a few years to prove that he really can't do anything, no matter how big his ego was, other than just mess it up. And then we will see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in a 1,000-year millennial reign, in which those who are His, the saints, are going to return with Jesus, and they're going to be part of those rulers, and they're coming back. They have to come back because the church, according to what I've believed all these years and still believe to the soles of my feet, is going to be raptured out. 1 Corinthians 15, among other things, but there's a significant hint in Revelation chapter 2, 3, verses 7 through 12. And I will save you, small faithful church, from the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole earth. But we're going to go away, those who are believers, and then all hell breaks loose on this earth. And as you can see from what's going on around us, it's not going to take much to do it. But my concern is how inured we are just to the magnitude of the problem that's in this country. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who make good evil and evil good." And do we not see that? Let me give you just a crass example. I don't know how many of you know what the Fibonacci number is, or the golden rule, the magic ratio. But a number of years ago, it was discovered by Fibonacci that you can take the following number sequence: 0 plus 1 equals 1. And 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 5 plus 8 equals 13, plus 8 equals 21, plus 13 equals 34, so on and so on. And when you convert that into a ratio, then you come up with what's called the golden ratio. And it's called that because that particular number, I think it's 1.67 or something, that is behind the mathematics of the DNA spiral, the ram's horn, and some interesting research. People were shown various objects, and they were asked to pick out those that were most appealing to them by shape. And when they did that, they discovered that those things that almost universally people identified as very pleasing to the eye conformed by some length and width measurements. I don't remember all the math on that. I'm not smart enough, but I take it at face value that what they said was true, that the way of measuring this would come out to that golden ratio. This all the same thing with the helix of the ram's horn and the DNA helix, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a certain thing that the eye sees based on proportion that causes us to say that's beautiful. Now, why am I saying this? Because beauty, physical beauty, is governed apparently by this golden ratio. And so when we're given a picture of a bunch of people, those who were picked out to be the most appealing, the most attractive, the most trustworthy, the ratio of the width of the eyes from the tip of the nose to the bottom of the chin or whatever produces that ratio, and we have a very positive feeling toward them. And so that's what, I guess, beauty pageants have been based on for so long. Well, here's the rub. And I'm just going to use a bit of a crass example. But the other day, I saw an article online about Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue from this last summer. And the photograph they showed were, I think, about probably 4, maybe 5 very attractive blonde women that you would traditionally see in swimsuits in the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. And then at the end was a new celebrity lady, from black woman from Kenya. Can't pronounce her name, but it begins with an A, and her last name begins with an A. But she is a very corpulent individual. She's very, very large. And in this particular article, it's pointed out that she has been identified as one of the new standards of beauty. So she was placed in the photograph in a bikini with all her corpulence on display against 4 traditionally beautiful women who conform to the Fibonacci number. And if you've noticed recently on TV, an awful lot of plus-size models, and Well, we're redefining beauty, and that's because the Marxists have decided that the old traditions have to be destroyed, and that blonde, attractive, shapely white females with long hair have had the upper hand too long, and that white males like Donald Trump, who are successful executives and leaders, have been in the forefront too much. And now it's time to diversify, to change things, to down with the old and up with the new. So we're supposed to open the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, if it still exists anymore, and there fall in love with the beauty of a 300 or 400 pound black woman, or not to be necessarily black woman, but that's what they're pushing now. It is inversion of Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who make good evil and evil good. Well, this woman is not necessarily evil, but by the golden ratio, she is not in any way, shape, or form what mathematically and to the human mind is beautiful. And so we are, I'm using that as a symbol for what is happening in our culture. We're being told what we believe. We are being told what is beautiful. We're being told there's a numerus. There's something else new that's right, and what we used to believe is totally wrong. Well, that's all Marxist. But we're asleep to what's happening. We're asleep to being force-fed all these things. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about this specific issue, some examples of things that are being fed to us that just aren't right. So I hope you'll join me for segment two of program 10, and let's continue this odd discussion. Thank you.